Now, the French ambassador, Aurélien Lachevalier, is in Cape Town for the fourth edition of the Africa Arena Summit, which runs from the 24th to the 25th of November. That is till tomorrow. It's the largest tech ecosystem accelerator and deal flow platform in Africa. Now, it involves 2 days of conferences and it's aimed at creating links and opportunities between startups, investors, and established companies. It's a space which more South African and African companies are getting into. So we welcome the French ambassador to South Africa, Aurélien Lachevalier. Ambassador, thanks so much for joining us. How are you doing today?
Fine. Thank you very much, Lester. Thank you for having me. It's great to be back on the show. And I hope that Kino is doing fine.
No, he's enjoying his break. I need one of those.
Good for him.
But it's a very, very interesting time in the world right now. And for the last 9 to 10 months, global economies and countries have become quite insular, looking at the problems and the issues, particularly around COVID-19, their own lockdowns. I know France is not dissimilar to South Africa, but it has been time now. Even though we're going in many countries, including France and Western Europe, going through second waves, it is now time where countries are now starting to open up and looking at how do we bring back investment? How do we increase cooperation? How do we get not only the global economy working again, but the global economy bringing in more players and benefiting more than it has before?
Well, yes, it's absolutely a critical time, very, very challenging. But we cannot afford, you know, that 2020 be just an empty year or a missed opportunity. So that's why for innovation and for this summit of Africa Arena, you know that we've been committed with the innovation ecosystems in Cape Town and South Africa for years now. And we really wanted to, you know, seize the opportunity, take advantage of this moment to organize the summit. It's a hybrid this year, offline and online. And but we needed, you know, to keep the ball rolling and to continue this very close cooperation that we're having.
Of course, virtual pitching sessions, not wanting to gather too many people at the same place at the same time. So I guess that is sort of the theme going forward now. Doing business, whether it be globally, whether it be locally in South Africa, using those platforms and getting those virtual pitches going. What have you been hearing?
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's the new normal. I mean, digital is great and we can do, you know, most of the things online. But actually, we also really need the offline community commitment sessions, because that's when, you know, you met. That's when you go in dive conversations with your new partners, and that's where you really build, especially the new cooperation. So, for example, over the weekend we had a meeting of 30 investors coming from Africa, Europe, and the US. And that was very important, you know, this in-person, behind the doors session to really work closely together. Yesterday there was a boot camp with more than 40 African startups, meeting with French, you know, experts, with other partners from across the continent, and that was also very, very important. Mm. So we can work online, but we definitely need to be together from time to time. And we're very pleased now because in Cape Town, there are also visitors, important partners coming from France, like from Digital Africa, our initiative funding the innovation systems in Africa. And I understand that you will interview Stéphane Eloïse Gras tomorrow to discuss this. So this is a great opportunity.
South Africa not being the only country, you know, suffering from difficulties brought on by the coronavirus lockdown. It has its own challenges when it comes to corruption, mismanagement over the course of the last few years. Coronavirus, of course, exacerbating that. At the weekend, Fitch, ratings agency, downgrading South Africa to a double B minus. as still a keen player in the sub-Saharan African economy, but still monitoring, you know, what happens here in the South African economy and policy space. I know you follow the channels of diplomatic language, but how do you see that in how South Africa tries to get itself through this mess? What messages, or even mixed messages, are you hearing from Treasury, from DTI, from the President's office? And what could be done better to ensure that South Africa attracts that investment so desperately needed?
Well, to be honest with you, I mean, the messages that we get from the media and also from our official interlocutors is that there is an ever-growing effort to fight against corruption in the country. And certainly France and the European partners of South Africa, we want to support South Africa in this endeavor. It's very important to bring accountability, to bring transparency, especially when you want to create better conditions for attracting also more investment. France participated last week at the third edition of the South African Investment Conference. We were happy to confirm the 20 billion rand that we pledged last year, and we will even add additional investment in the coming months. But to do that, we really need accountable, reliable partners, and we trust the government to implement this transformation agenda that actually all the South Africans are looking for. Also, I would like to say that innovation is key, because through innovation, through startups and entrepreneurs, we can also increase this reliability and this accountability. And so we want to use also these new innovation tools to, let's say, improve the democratic environment in South Africa and everywhere in the world.
French companies invest a lot of euros in the South African economy. And with the discovery of exploration sites, particularly in gas fields off the South African southern coast around Mossel Bay, French company Total being instrumental in those explorations there, that must be something that is a silver lining for South Africa, and especially for a French company to invest, a French company to be part of that exploration. It could maybe be contribute to a small little boom for South Africa.
Well, yes, you are right. The economic presence of the French companies in South Africa is huge, and it's very diversified, from agribusiness to retail, from transportation to energy. We have really important players in all these sectors and fields. And energy will be one of the key drivers for the next years. We were pleased to hear that indeed the company Total just confirmed very important discovery at large of Mossel Bay. So we'll see where it goes. It requires a lot of investment first from Total company. It requires also a very stable and strong legal framework from the South African authorities. That's something we are working on. But then it can, generate a fantastic opportunity for, sustainable energy for South Africa in the future. So we are very closely looking at it.
I cannot talk about South African gas exploration without also talking about Mozambique, and in the last few weeks and months, we've been quite concerned about things going round in the Cabo Delgado region. The EU has expressed concern there. There's French company Total's also represented in that area with gas exploration there, and the effect that growing insurgencies could affect that. How important is it for the security, the financial sustainability of not only South Africa, but Southern Africa, that this region remains as safe and stable as possible?
Well, you're right. It's very important and very concerning, not only for the interest of the economic presence of Total, but for the Mozambican themselves, obviously, and the Mozambican canal and all the security in the region and in the Indian Ocean and all the possible connections with, other groups in Southern Africa. So we need to find solution. Of course, it has to be Mozambican-led, if I may say, with the support of SADC countries, South Africa, the African Union. But France and the European Union are ready to help, to provide humanitarian support for the internally displaced people, and also to try to fight back these terrorist organizations that are destabilizing the Cabo Delgado region. But it's, there is a growing concern, and we need a collective response.
Aurélien Lechevalier, he is the French ambassador. Thanks so much for joining us. He's part of the Africa Arena Summit, which is running for the next 2 days. It's the largest tech ecosystem accelerator to deal with Flow Platform in Africa. It's bringing tech companies together, and particularly startups, but also talking to us broadly about the relationships between South Africa as well as France.